This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Coming up, I'm going to give you my review of Elon Musk's flamethrower. I just heard the hype and said, get me a couple of them. It's about to sell out by the time I did. It was backordered. Then I did some flamethrower research. And I'm a fan of Elon Musk, but I'm not a fan of this flamethrower. Wait till we give you some comparisons, especially for TV viewers, coming up in about 15, 20 minutes. Mike Adams had a great idea during the break. Again, the Health Ranger here with us at science.news. Mike, if people just joined us, you have exclusively tested these Tide Pods that people are gobbling and getting high off of. I guess toxins do that. Tide can legally sit here and sell these toxins. And they say it's a toxin on the back. They lie and tell you there's only 14 ingredients, and clearly those ingredients have subgroups in them, just like with the fluoride. It's hundreds of toxins being dumped in our water. We have a right to expose this, but you had a great idea, because during the break, one of the crew walked in and said, hey, what are solutions to this? You said, yes.
Yeah, you should come out with your own detergent. And by the way, this is completely spontaneous. This wasn't pre-planned, but you should come out with your own detergent. We'll test it in our lab and certify the ingredients with you. You should offer that to your people. Now, it's kind of heavy. It's heavier to ship than your supplements. So if you offer free shipping, you might have to adjust the price accordingly. But frankly, you should give people alternatives.
I already use all the certified organic stuff, and so we should just clone that. Then the listeners can support the broadcast and know they're getting a good one as well. But here's the deal. The last 20 years, I'm no health expert like you, but I know my eyes are burning in the chemical aisle. If I was cleaning the house with chemicals, I would get sick. My hands would fall apart. And it leaves stuff on the glasses. Well, this stuff's all crap. The natural stuff's cheaper and works better.
You don't need all these chemicals to clean your laundry. You really don't. You just need some more natural detergents. You don't need all the UV altering or blocking, the wavelength blocking chemicals that they use to, quote, whiten the clothes. You don't need the fragrance chemicals for sure, because the fragrance chemicals is really what sets a lot of
people off. That's another thing. Detergents eat the chemical ones eat your clothes.
Many of them do, but more importantly, think about it. If you saturate your clothing in those chemicals and then you wear them and then you go to the gym, you sweat. You sweat.
Well, that's what happens.
Water and salt.
When I was 8 years old, my mom stopped buying Tide because I would break out in hives.
Because the chemicals are getting released from the clothing into your skin as you're going through your workout or just through your day. If you're sweating, maybe your armpits are sweating, and you're releasing and then reabsorbing into your armpits these chemicals. This is true. This is straight science and biology. This is how it works. So I think you should offer a clean, non-toxic detergent product to your customer base, and you can do it at a great value because you're not going through retail, so you don't have to have the two.
No, that's a great idea. That's a great idea. In fact, Tim Frugier's talked about that before. We've never just done it because,
now's the time.
Again, everything we already do is what we then get the listeners to support us, to support them.
Yeah.
So we build a base to be able to have this economy to even resist the globalists, which Trump understands. He is trying to bring the economy back, and it's happening.
And that's why your products represent such a good value, because you don't go into retail. We looked at going into retail, too. They have to charge. You have to have like a 200 or 250 or 300% markup. So you have to cheapen the ingredients to end up in the retail store.
And that's why there'll be like $1 in a product that's $30.
Exactly.
We put $35 in something that's $70.
Right, because you sell direct. So your customers.
The top labs we have making it just go, this is incredible. No one's putting this much stuff in their product.
I know. I've had these conversations privately with Ed Group, and we talk about ingredients and everything, and it's so impressive to me because I know the cost of some of these ingredients, like the PQQ and some of the others. You know how expensive that stuff is, or the methylcobalamine form of B12? You know how expensive that?
That's like when BuzzFeed tested our stuff.
It's insanely expensive.
They said, okay, it's pure B12 like they say, but this is really the top brand in the company according to their lab, and it was Groups that I private label.
Right.
So they say, Groups is the best in the country. And they didn't even know it was Groups.
They lie about your products the same way. They lie about the economy the same way. They lied about
And they lie so bad they end up telling the truth.
I know. It's totally insane. But see, we've got real science on our side now. We can go head-to-head with anybody that makes a false claim against your company or my company.
Well, you did that with Caveman. You tested it and it wasn't true.
That's right. That's right. We exposed the fake science that was being used to try to target you.
Well, that's the thing. It passes with our labs. It passes with other labs. They test it and it passes open. Then magically, they're not going to let us.
I tested your product 5 times, and it was super clean all 5 times, by the way. 5 times. Just to be sure. There you go.
But they don't care. They'll have somebody. Oh, the lab magically says,
Yeah.
PCP in it. We'll be right back.
Top scientists and researchers agree. We are being hit by toxic weapons in the food and water supply that are making us fat, sick, and stupid. So what do we do about it? Well, for starters, don't just sit there and take it. Fight back with the all-new Supercharged Brain Force Plus. And feel the rush without the crash. Brain Force Plus is the next generation of advanced neural activation and nootropics. And now we've added a brand new ingredient called black pepper fruit extract. It gives you an added kick. Other ingredients include vitamin B12 and neurological tonic and cognitive enhancers that will allow you to flip the switch and supercharge your state of mind. It's the real deal. Brain Force Plus. Secure your bottle right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
You can run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
Well, I gotta say, Mike Adams is on fire, and he's with us for one more segment. Then I'm going to get into all the news, Trump's speech today, the State of the Union, the globalists wanting to strike back. But during the breaks, we've been really talking about the globalists, how they operate, what they've been caught doing before. This is the time they want to pull a false flag. This is the time that they would stage something to not just distract from the memo, but make themselves the victim. And they had Michael Hastings, who was clearly an operative for the government, but a good guy, whose car blew up after he said, "I'm going public, it's pure evil," when he discovered what Obama was doing. His wife, who was on the top advisor, that is top gopher on the National Security Council for Obama, she came out and said, "Oh, total natural causes," on CNN. Well, she's come out. First, she said she'd take down whoever did it. Then she changed her story and said, "There's going to be massacres in America if you publish this." And so, again, I'm not saying she's even privy to the plan, but this is clearly a message when Phil Mudd of the CIA and stuff says, "We're going to kill the president." They're sending out a message to sound strong to their stay-behind networks in the government. So you've been on fire on air but off air. Recap what you've been saying about the only card they've got is a false flag right now, and we've got to absolutely be vigilant watching all of our sixes. And Media Matters and others made a joke going, "Doesn't he get your sixes right behind you? There's only one." No, there's never only one back door to watch your ass. There's lots of ways to watch your butt. I have many sixes, and then everybody else, we all have a bunch of sixes together. So they play these semantical games. The left always does that, like they're the big grammar masters and we're all a bunch of English nincompoops. Well, these nincompoops just brought the country back and just turned it all around, so shove that in your keister, globalist. But seriously, we should all be watching all our sixes.
They have reached a level of desperation that we can only call sociopathic at this point. The unhinged depths of what the left has now come to. I think Michelle Obama said today, all they have left is hope. That's true, because their lies are being exposed. Their false promises are being exposed. Their destruction of America, the systematic disassembly of this culture, of this nation, of this economy, is being exposed every single day by our president and by certain Republicans such as Nunes and Rand Paul, as I mentioned before. I would say to every member of Congress who might be watching this, watch your back for the next few days, for the next few weeks, because you are in a danger zone right now, just like they tried to take out Scalise.
And the entire leadership of the Patriots, and they failed. So I think Congress is watching. And I think moves like that have now made them be more hardcore Patriots.
Well, absolutely. I mean, many people in Congress now are talking the way that you would have heard here on InfoWars 4 years ago, 5 years ago, which was called fringe by some people. Now it's mainstream because the truth is coming out. The deep state is so corrupt. The shadow government might be a better term. And, of course, the left is making fun of that and saying, oh, what deep state? There's no shadow government. That's insane.
Well, the two go hand in glove. The deep state are the criminal stay-behind networks in the shadow government. It's always been there, especially since nuclear war threats under COG. So the shadow government is a fact. They just think the public's ignorant. The deep state is the criminal elements that operate outside of the rule of law and the will of the people.
Well, of course they do. And they're desperate to maintain control at this point. And let me be clear, Alex. They do not care how many innocent people they have to perhaps injure or kill in order to maintain their power and change the narrative. And look at the history, the pattern of the Clintons. Remember back when Bill Clinton was president, when the Monica Lewinsky scandal came out, thanks to Drudge. What did he do? He had an aspirin factory bombed in Somalia, I believe, wasn't it? Somalia?
Sudan.
In order to change the narrative, they released bad news on New Year's Eve, where they have Obama sign some new police state law on New Year's Eve. They do everything in the dark. They're all about hiding things, and they're all about covert operations.
Oh, yeah, on New Year's, he put the thing in to federalize all the elections.
Exactly. And he also retroactively then signed laws to allow the FBI and the DOJ to share intelligence with other agencies.
The NDAA.
Leak it to the press.
Yes.
Trump is bringing a new level of light, of transparency. Trump is working to protect life, actual life, to protect Americans, to protect our republic. We owe Trump and his team our support at levels that we've never seen before.
And, you know, I like the fact that they're trying to bully everybody to not support the president, so people that are really supporters kind of hedge their bets. I am proud of it in public. I say it. I hold my head up. Because imagine what the president's going through, and you know a man by his enemies. The globalists are super bad news. My only problem with Trump is, and it's a big one, is he has been manipulated and bullied, and the military stuff's so complex, we know he's not aware of some of it, into going after Russia, pushing Russia. Soros funded the overthrow of Ukraine. Now we're sending heavy weapons in, more sanctions against Russia, calling anybody who's wealthy over there, building their country up, an oligarch. I mean, Trump, you know, in trying to prove he's not a Russian agent, has basically walked right up to the Russians right. And kicked them right in the face, and I'm really worried about it.
Well, there are, of course, factions inside the Pentagon. There are factions inside the deep state, and different factions, essentially tribalism inside the shadow government, are vying for position and power. And the number one thing they don't want to lose is the ability to spy on Americans for political reasons, and that's why this FISA memo coming out is going to be absolutely a bombshell. Because,
and you know that by how scared they are.
Absolutely.
I mean, because they've gone from laughing to like, they're like, don't do it, no, yes. Hey, it's horrible, because they know what they did.
They're calling it treason if it comes out. They're saying, there was someone said they were going to have Nunes arrested and charged with crimes. I mean, it was nonsense.
Well, they're saying he's a Russian agent.
Now he's a Russian agent. And you're a Russian agent. And Trump is, I mean, it's so ridiculous. But the lies are going to be exposed, and America.
There's my visa. I just got to go to Russia, though.
I saw that. That's.
I'm just throwing it in their face, man.
I know you are.
They're not bullying me.
How do you even? That's hilarious. Are you actually going there?
Yeah.
Yeah. Just you get to throw some
secret Russian meeting
right
there.
That's great. That's good stuff.
No, I mean, it actually makes me fascinated with Russia, because I never really thought about going to Russia, and now it's like fascinating to be told this is my boss. And it's just total horse manure.
Yeah, of course. Well, those of us who have been persecuted by the media, like you and I and Trump and others, we know the dirty games they play against us. And we know how much they lie. We know how much they fact.
Notice how Trump's been bullied into never meeting alone with Putin when he's met all the other major world leaders alone. I mean, our president is that we elected him. He's a head of state. He could go sign a treaty with Putin if he wanted to.
Well, that's the thing.
Talking to the Russians, they got nuclear weapons. We better be doing it.
You must talk to the Russians if you are ahead of your nation. If you're a Secretary of State, if you're the President, you have to
be dereliction of duty if you wouldn't.
Of course it would be. But they try to say that any communication with the Russians is treason, that everything's rigged. You know who's been rigging the elections for all these years? Is the Democrats. People voting who aren't citizens.
And you know who is trying to bring in a Soviet-style deal and whose liberal grandparents are on record liberal leftists out of the U.S., a lot of them have been Russian immigrants, they went back and took Russia over.
Yeah.
American leftists had had their foot on the neck of Russia for 85 years, and they're pissed now that what, I mean, Bernie Sanders had his honeymoon there. All of them. These people loved it when it was a place to kill Christians and enslave people. But now, oh my gosh, it's out of their grasp, just like America, and they're crapping all over themselves.
Look at the history of communist revolutions. They first have the narrative, they have the language, and they get the hatred riled up in the population, and then they do the kinetic overthrow attempt. Now, the Second Amendment is going to stop them in this country, but look at what Michael Moore just
said. We were right up to the kinetic operation. Hillary was going to beachhead it, and then they had strong cities, UN backing, and they were really going to try it.
They were going to try it. I say there might be, if they ever try that, there's going to be what I call Second Amendment activation.
It came out in the documents. That's why finally a lot of people at the CIA, the Pentagon, the FBI suddenly got on the Patriot side and realized it was all true, and now that's why it's game over. Because even if they kill Trump and us, they're never going to get away with this now.
Yeah, but they're too stupid to realize that. They're going to try it anyway, even though it's suicide for them. Look, getting back to what Michael Moore said, it sounded like he was calling for ethnic cleansing of all white people the other day, that day before the State of the Union.
He said the problem's white people, just like Oprah Winfrey.
Exactly. And they said they have to overthrow the system that gave us Trump.
That's the country.
Blatant code words. That's for a communist revolution.
Can you imagine if you're a minority, most of them are great people, because most of this is weird white leftist running things, and you just keep hearing, kill the white people, overthrow them, they're the problem, America sucks, right. And Trump's like, unity, we love you, we're turning the jobs back on, oh, screw you, and then some evil demon, goblin creature is you know, out there trying to foment war on white people.
I just say, every patriot out there, be safe, be prepared, follow the law, support a lawful society, but be ready in case they try something insane.
And if they go on an offensive against us, the best defense is a good offense. If they strike or trying to round people up or whatever, if they kill the president, folks, you understand what you have to do. You know who the enemies are. They're going to try to play us off against the police, go around the police, and deal with the enemy at point blank range. We'll be back. Great job, Mike Adams. Amazing. Health Ranger. NaturalNews.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hawaii was a wake-up call. Don't be caught without a disaster shelter. Atlas makes an all-disaster shelter that will protect your family from fallout, tornadoes, and hurricanes for only $99.99. That also includes the NBC air filtration system, solid steel construction with an airtight bulletproof door. That's right, for $99.99 and up. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER or go to iwantthatshelter.com. Atlas Survival Shelters, the world leader in fallout shelters.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Watch me! Watch me!
My Democrat colleagues didn't want us to find this information. They did everything they could to keep us from finding this information, so of course they don't want
us to
care.
Will it be embarrassing to them?
I think it'll be embarrassing to Adam Schiff once people realize the extent to which he went to keep them from learning any of this. So that would be the embarrassment.
Go ahead. What do you mean?
I mean, going to court to help Fusion GPS, so we can't find out that they paid for the dossier, yeah. And that they were working for the DNC. That's a pretty big step to go to court to try to keep the American people from learning something. So look, if it were up to Adam Schiff, you wouldn't know about Hillary Clinton's email, you wouldn't know about the server, you wouldn't know who paid for the dossier. So I do find it ironic that he has his own memo now, because if it were up to him, we wouldn't know any of it.
Aren't we all in search of the truth, though? I mean, Democrats and Republicans should be in search of the truth. If there are a few bad apples, they need to get out. But why is this such a partisan issue when if something wrong happened, we need to get to the bottom of it, figure out who's responsible, and then there need to be consequences. But why did the Democrats have a problem with that?
I don't know, Ansley. My old job, it was about the pursuit of the truth. This job, it is about winning. And I think that's what frustrates people, and that's how you get a 7% public
right.
approval rating.
Yeah.
I want to know. I voted to let the Democrat memo see the light
yeah,
in a week when
it
goes through it. I trust people to make up their own mind and draw fair conclusions, but politics has denigrated to the point that it's about winning and it's about embarrassing the other side, and again, that's how you get a 7% public approval rate.
So ultimately, Trey Gowdy, what are the questions that Trey Gowdy, when the cameras are off and you're talking to your buddies, that you need answered, that you pretty much don't know, but you think you're in the pursuit of?
Well, my main interest is the integrity of the DOJ and the FBI. So if the cameras were off, I would ask my friends at the Bureau and the Department, how pervasive was the bias? I see Strzok and Page, but I want to believe that out of the 30,000 employees.
It's just those two?
I want to believe that. I got a text this morning from an FBI agent who's a friend of mine, and of course morale is low. The Democrats blame us for that. I think morale is low because most people in this country hear the name Strzok and Page, and they associate that with the FBI. I'll just tell them that is not the FBI that I ever worked with. And I want to know what the department, this Bruce Orr angle, the
yeah.
number four person, that no federal prosecutor that I ever worked with would do the things that Bruce Orr did.
Sure.
So that's what I'm
saying.
Well,
if his wife works with Fusion GPS, that might
Trey.
Be an indication.
Yeah.
Trey, one other name, Andrew McCabe. Were you surprised that he got removed yesterday?
I was. I spent the better part of 2 days interviewing him on House Intel and then Judiciary the next day. He was a really professional witness. He answered all of our questions. We were together for about 20 hours, I guess, total. I don't know why he left, and it wouldn't be fair to him for me to speculate. So I am grateful for his service, but he's a really important witness in both the Clinton and Russia, and we'll leave it there.
All right. Thanks, sir.
Yes, sir.
Thanks for everything, Trey Gowdy.
You.
Appreciate it.
Gamecocks or Clemson?
Oh, on television or not on television? I had a kid that went to both schools.
That's a politician right there.
I had a kid that went to both schools.
All right.
Let me boil it down real simple. The FBI is threatening the President of the United States.
How so?
Well, you know, they're going to come out. First of all, they've tried to put him in a corner and say, hey, look, we really don't want you revealing all the criminality that's going on in the organization. And so they're in a very reactive sort of posture. And so they broker a meeting with the chief of staff, who's the wrong person to meet with, first of all.
Yeah, I would think.
And then secondly, even after this supposed negotiation where the White House gave up its power, gave up its position of authority, they acquiesced to a meeting which never should have happened with five negotiators who I'm sure, you know, call themselves experts, you know, cautioning and warning and, oh, you know, General Kelly, this will be a grave problem. So they try to intimidate in order to cover up for their criminality. And then when they're all done, they still come out with a statement. When was the last time the FBI came out with a statement on anything, Lou?
Yeah, well, it's a great point because they haven't, I still haven't seen the Benghazi report. I still have, you know, we can go through the list.
Yeah.
The FBI has been a place where truth goes to die and
correct.
Where they're used primarily to cover up. It's under FBI investigation. We can't answer your questions. We'll never see you again. Thank you very much.
And so these political operators are threatening the President of the United States. They're betraying their oath to the Constitution. They are so defensive and so reactive, trying to cover up for the big FBI machine, which, as Ed Rollins pointed out before, that frankly has a long history of all sorts of different flavors of corruption.
Right. Right.
That's powerful. That's the Director of Investigations for Judicial Watch. That full video is up on Infowars.com. It's like 15 minutes long. Very powerful. And we've caught them in this criminal political operation to overthrow the elections. That's treason. That's authoritarian. They're desperate now to stop the memo from coming out. They've got hashtag hunt Republicans. They're shooting mayors and city council people and fathers and mothers that are conservative and libertarian. They're calling for the overthrow of white people. Michael Moore is. They're calling for the death of the president all over the place. And I'm saying if they kill the president and they're trying to have mass arrests of American citizens, that was in Obama's 2010 document that got leaked to us in 2012 that the Army confirmed was real, where they said we're going to process citizens into re-education camps. They use the Soviet term. And we're going to put the political troublemakers, mainly men, in special camps. And then Hillary talked about fun camps for men. And they're actually thinking about this. And people go, oh, you're against the military. No, I'm against our military being seized to be prepared to be used for this. It's the globalists that hate the military and hate the men and women in the military. There are a lot of great people in the military. There's also a small percentage that, you know, get in just for political reasons or whatever, especially in the officer class. But I've never said the military is the problem or the police. I've said they want to start a civil war where they play the left off against the police to knock out local government, make them capitulate to bring in the Strong Cities Initiative run by the UN. That was all announced 2 years ago. You can't make this up. You cannot make this stuff up. And they were really going to try it once Hillary got in. They were going to keep going with this race riot narrative and all the police are racist and evil and no matter what the facts showed, just keep hyping things to local government, ran up the white flag, and put SJWs in as the police. So if they still start a civil war and start shooting and killing people, I'm calling for peace. I'm calling for not being played off against the police, a lot of which are probably going to follow illegal orders, at least in the first wave of this thing, if it goes south. I don't think it is now. We're pulling out of this right now. We're pulling away from it. We're really getting out of these dangerous waters, but we're far from being out of them. We've just turned the tide. We're going the right direction. We've turned away from the reef right now, from the rocks, just barely. But there are other issues and other problems out there. And it is just an incredible time to be alive. So we need to be politically at point-blank range, not violently, but politically at point-blank range, in their faces, at their events, letting them know that we're not bullied, we're not intimidated, we're going to go out everywhere. They've got Antifa all over this country going out to pro-gun rights, pro-land rights, pro-America rallies, milquetoast conservative meetings, and beating people up, bullying and attacking to make you not be on the street while they're busy censoring the internet with Google, Facebook, and Twitter, and with SJWs and Hollywood and the NFL promoting Antifa. They are in a full attempt to still bully us, and they're starting to get tired and realizing they got a tiger by the tail. I'm going to give the number out when we come back. Other big breaking news and my flamethrower review of Elon Musk straight ahead. Infowars.com/show.
Fuel your body with Carnivore, the new digestive enzyme product by InfoWars Life. Digestive enzymes assist in the digestion process and increase the bioavailability of nutrients by breaking down foods into easily absorbable components. They also help prevent discomfort from indigestion caused by fermentation of undigested food particles in the gut. Digestive enzyme production declines as we age. Carnivore is filled with digestive enzymes like those naturally present in the body. Enjoy the full potential of protein-rich foods again. You can eat protein-heavy foods now while minimizing the later indigestion and discomfort commonly associated with high-meat diets. Just one pill with every high-protein meal helps increase the bioavailability and absorption of amino acids, the building blocks to your muscles. Carnivore also contains digestive enzymes to help digest fats and carbohydrates so you can fully digest all types of meals. Don't let a meal go to waste. Use Carnivore by InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and secure your bottle now. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customers. It works for me. Return to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles, a four-month supply. I take Extendivite three times a day, every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Thank you.
with tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
All right, a lot has been made of the storm, of QAnon, of the breadcrumbs. I've talked to Dr. Corsi. He's talked to high-level sources saying, we like QAnon. We believe it's credible. This is Pentagon. This is White House. We want you to really focus on that. And the media's made a big deal out of that. Well, it's true. And, of course, Newsweek's called Corsi and said, give us your sources. Yeah, right. The point is, sources? Press the attack, Alex. Don't stop. Don't give up. We're going to win. I won't let you down. There's your sources. So, Zach is known. He's been on national television many times. They've written about in big articles as a star in U.S. intelligence. Done a great job formerly with the Army, now with another group. And he's been calling us for about a year with really interesting information. And then the last 6 months with stunning information just as a citizen analyst about what really happened at Vegas, what's happened with other events. And it's been beyond QAnon with what he said. He's been picked up once by the FBI, taken into the military base in Florida for questioning. Another time visited by the FBI over what he says on this show. And right now he's saying Super Bowl this weekend, intel on planned false flags on the Super Bowl in Little Mogadishu. That's what Minneapolis, St. Paul is known as, Little Mogadishu, with a giant Somali population not converting to Americanism, just getting more entrenched in their Islamist behavior. We have MSNBC analyst, former of the National Security Agency, and of course, Michael Hastings' wife, Elissa Jordan, saying there will be massacres and huge consequences if you release the memo, which they were going to release tonight, but the FBI freaked out. Now they're talking about releasing it tomorrow morning. I've just been saying as a lay researcher that we are in false flag card area because it seems that's all they've got. And CNN is now reporting that FBI Director Wray may resign if the memo is released. So they were all threatening Trump, don't you dare ever fire us. Now they're saying we'll quit if you put out a memo proving the total collusion and that Russiagate's fake. They've already released that Wray, the people under him, like Stroke and all of them, said, we know it's fake. It's not real. We need an insurance policy. We're going to take this guy out. Violence against the president. I mean, their own spy grid now being turned against him. So this is an incredible time to be alive right now. And we go to Zach. Zach, thank you for joining us. Are you back in the U.S.?
I am. I'm back in the U.S. I'm down in Tampa as we speak. And, wow, it's a pleasure to be back on with you and, you know, have the opportunity to connect some dots here because this is about as active of a time and an important of a time to be alive. A lot going on. So I have a couple key points here that I got to get to. And, you alluded to it. That's the intel we got on the false flags this weekend. But if I can, I would like to open up with some MS-13 information that was just driving me crazy during the State of the Union.
Please.
So Trump did bring up the State of the Union for several reasons. The most important, from my perspective, have nothing to do with immigration. I mean, it does have to do with that. But these are the two words that are going to bring it all down. And, you know, we have amnesia as a public. There's so much going on. But I don't have the amnesia because I saw it with my own eyes. Let's bring up Operation Castaway. All you researchers at home, you guys there at InfoWars, bring up Operation Castaway. Operation Castaway was the sister program to Fast and Furious. It happened before it. This is the $400 million laundered through Wachovia. These are the Tampa ATF agents running the guns to Colombia, to Honduras, to Puerto Rico, eventually making their way to ISIS, all under the Holder and Obama DOJ. And who do they run those through? MS-13, you bet you. And this was reported. It kind of got swept under the rug. Fast and Furious kind of took the steam away from it. But this in particular involves MS-13. So this idea that this is a little gang that nobody knows about, no. MS-13 is MSNBC, and make no mistake, MS-13 is ISIS, literally. Those guns went to create ISIS, were used on the ground to fight against our armed forces. Those are the same guns were in the hotel in Vegas. Those are the same guns used in false flags against Americans. Those are the same guns to attack your Second and Fourth Amendment. So, yeah, MS-13 is a pretty big deal. You got Operation Castaway. You got Fast and Furious. This is all under a corrupt DOJ with Holder and Obama leading it. So let's not have amnesia about this little gang. Yes, there's immigration.
Well, the bottom line from the Marine Corps colonels we've had on, everybody else, our congressional sources, MS-13 was used by Obama and their breakaway groups in the CIA, their shadow CIA, as their foot soldiers to carry out killings, to carry out money laundering, to carry out operations, not just here but transnationally, including, as now been documented, Obama ordered the Hezbollah and Hamas investigations shut down of them linked up with MS-13, trafficking in arms and sex slaves here in the U.S. to black op fund Obama's resupplying operations for Al-Qaeda and ISIS in North Africa and into Syria.
You bet you. And, yeah, that's official. I mean, hits on government officials, $400 million laundered. These are the guns that created ISIS and made it happen. And this idea that, oh, this is just some gang, doesn't represent immigrants. You know, that speech, that State of the Union was probably the most critical moment I've ever witnessed in my time on this planet. And that was the stamp of the Second American Revolution, make no mistake. And notice he quoted and he started talking about Guantanamo Bay. I think we need to keep it open. And he followed it up by talking about this term, which we'll start to hear in the next few months, enemy combatants. Enemy combatants. Why are we going to keep that open?
I noticed how he looked at the Democrats when he talked about that.
Oh, you bet. You're funded. You ran these guns under Operation Castaway, under Fast and Furious, that went through the border, that made their way, you know, to create ISIS, to essentially kill U.S. soldiers, you know, kill citizens in our own country. Look at Vegas. Look at everything. You're complicit. You knew what was going on. Don't give me the stuff about, you know, this is just something that went wrong. This is deep and this is important. The MS-13 connection, there's a reason he brought it up, and that was it. That's the Guantanamo Bay connection. We could get a little bit more into that, but I know your time's limited. I have to get into the false flags because obviously the train attack was a false flag, and I mean, this is going to come out in the next couple of days. But look, you know, the type of individuals that were on that train, I mean, this wasn't just, you know, your everyday passenger.
This is the highest value target.
This is House GOP members heading to a summit at Greenbrier. Okay, they're heading to a summit at Greenbrier in West Virginia. And this is important.
For folks that don't know, that's a COG base. They say it's no longer one, but it really is one.
Absolutely is. Project Greek Island, the underground bunker, heavily guarded as we speak by the U.S. Marine Corps. We're in full war footing, and it's happening right now. But
that's right. Trump's literally gone to the bunker for what's about to happen. He understands we're in full war mode.
The most sophisticated fallout shelter with complete capability and connection, hard tethered to D.C. and the Pentagon. I mean, Greenbrier, that's not by coincidence.
It's the former alternate government, for people that don't know.
100%. So the train attack was blatant and obvious. That was done by remote, done with drones. They put a pass in there, but it was done with drones, remote controlled. The train was being followed by choppers and drones. They were wary because the streets were supposed to be shut down. There shouldn't have been nobody in the area. They were alerted. Couldn't get done in time. There were some, you know, some very interesting anomalies going on during the attack when the garbage truck was hit. Luckily, it was, you know, neutralized to a certain point. It was only that truck being hit, but it could have been much, much more dangerous, and I can't get any further.
Well, I mean, isn't that generally the message is we can get you, that was the final warning?
They played their jack of clubs with Joe Kennedy in the rebuttal. They played, you know, they pulled the 1-2 okie doke, the audible, getting crazy Maxine out of there and putting Joe Kennedy. And people laugh and they, you know, mock his rebuttal, which it was cringeworthy, but you have to understand what's being done there. I mean, if you have a pulse and a frontal cortex, you have to understand what's going on there. His family lineage, that was a complete message to Trump to say, you know what happened to, you know, to JFK, you know what happened and went on there. So he better had look uncomfortable because he was sold out. And that's a message to Trump and the GOP, and obviously you see the false flags that followed afterwards. You know, he wasn't the left golden child. That was a jack of clubs move. That was a message to Trump. Oh, you're going to do this, we're coming for you. And Joe Kennedy's, you know, he knows what he's involved in, Stanford, Harvard. He's into it. I can't believe he got up there and said what he said and did what he did, but who knows?
That's right. Let's come back then and get into your intel you say you've gotten, and you're an incredible source. They're planning to hit the Super Bowl.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps.
Sunshine pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
One out of four people listening to my voice right now could die from heart disease. This could be your last year, and you don't even know it because you don't know the early warning signs. If you think you're safe because your cholesterol levels are normal, think again, because studies show that 75% of heart attack patients also had normal cholesterol levels. Let me introduce you to Strauss Heart Drops, a world-famous heart and brain formula made in Canada. It's time-tested and will give you clinical results in 90 days or your money back. Learn more at signsofheartdisease.com. They are shipping free this month.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
So, they have dispatched their operatives to go on television and say, if you release the memo, there'll be a giant massacre. And they've also said that because Trump's criticized ISIS, that he's going to cause big attacks in America. And then clearly that whole thing in Vegas, it's now come out, just as Zach and other sources said, was a false flag carried out during the Saudi Arabian military visit. And then a few weeks later, Trump went in and they arrested all those people and Saudi Arabia joined the coalition. And Zach talked about all that before it happened, while it happened, and after it happened. So that's why Zach is known to me, not some anonymous QAnon on 8chan, who Zach says is a group of good people and that we should all look at it, that it's credible. This is Zach. That's his real name. I know his last name. And, again, I've matched his voice up and everything to when he's been on national television and interviews and you name it, as a decorated soldier for many years at high levels of intelligence. He's right there, obviously, in Tampa right now. So I want him to get right to it because I can just look at their playbook. They're behind. They're burning. Their shadow government's falling apart. Their deep state infiltration's falling apart. Everything they've touched is turning to dust. They tried to overthrow the president. That was a bunch of crimes. It's blowing up in their face. Now they're desperate, saying don't release the memo. They've gone from saying, oh, it's no big deal, to being so scared. What's the false flag intel you've got? Can it be stopped? And then how does it tie in to the next shoe to drop and what you're expecting them to try next and what is in the memo?
Okay, so there's a couple false flags that occurred in the weeks prior, and that's, we haven't slowed down. They've all been foiled. I mean, if you want to go to Hawaii, if you want to go to a couple other things that we could get into after we get into this, but the Super Bowl false flag, what I need your guys to do there, your crew and all the InfoWarriors at home, is just get on the FBI Twitter right now. Look at what they posted today. Look what they posted yesterday. These creepy videos about how big their security is going to be. They're running drills, exercises. This is all their public push. And look into the typography on the videos that they have posted on their Twitter. You could pick it up right now. I have my own intel that we're going to get into, but just publicly what they're doing. Obviously, there's a war between the White House and the FBI. That's no big secret. But when you start looking at very unconventional postings about the FBI bloating and kind of bloating about exercises and this amount of power they have over the Super Bowl this weekend on their pub, on their public forum, which they've never done, maybe Trump has sort of change that zeitgeist, but yeah, just look at their things and look, the chatter's out there. I can't get into certain speculations, but the word on the street is this, and this is credible, and everyone who knows what they're looking at is looking at this, and this is on blotters. Intelligence communities are looking at this. There's an attack planned for this weekend at the Super Bowl. During the State of the Union, you have Trump. First of all, throughout the entire year, Trump's been at war with the NFL and the kneeling. He brings them up. Obviously, all the stuff with the NFL, all the stuff with the FBI and the NFL. As of late, there's a credible threat this weekend, and for the on the world stage, the biggest stage in Minneapolis, in Minneapolis, Minnesota, Little Mogadishu, the biggest Somali community outside of Somalia. So it's credible, it's real. They always have exercises and these sort of things going on while these are going on to have one of their wind-up cutouts do something right underneath their nose for the world to see. And they are in a desperate measure here. They've continued to do false flags for many months that Trump has neutralized and sort of, played this sort of 5D Zen chess with them. But they need to know that they're desperate, and doesn't mean that, that they could pull something off here, because there are credible threats. This weekend, they're trying to pull off something big. It could have a dirty bomb effect for the world to see. They would love nothing more to embarrass the American people, hurt the American people, and hurt Trump. The city is set and setting perfect for this sort of thing, and this is not just a stretch by my part. That's why nobody's kind of been talking about it, but the threats are out there. There's chatter out there. We're tracking it, but so is the FBI, but to be honest, we can't trust them. So we're going to need to sort of be very, very vigilant and try to stop this right here. This is very serious. This is very credible. Hasn't been in the news, but make no mistake, a lot of people know about this, and it's obvious.
Zach, let me raise this. Clearly, they've set Trump up against the NFL. He stood up against it and said, why are you being anti-American? They would love to make themselves the victims. They have said that if you keep criticizing us, you're going to cause a massacre. That's been the warning from the globalist deep state to Trump by their capos publicly on television. So would they have a Somali do it as the backup and then blame a patriot to say, oh, look, a Trump supporter truck bombed the Super Bowl. Oh, my God, it's Trump's fault. It's Trump's fault. Or would they just have a Somali do it and say, oh, because you've criticized, Islam, you caused this to happen, and then try that as a distraction from the whole FISA memo and everything they've been up to?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, first of all, it's going to be many Somalis, unfortunately. It's going to be many Somali individuals. We've heard the chatter. We know what's going on. It's conversations like this that hopefully, blow their spot up. But
we're showing video of the Mall of America right now. Sorry, go ahead.
It's a group of Somali individuals. There's obviously ISIS will take credit. in conjunction with these individuals. But obviously, the deep state has its hooks in when it comes to these groups, and they are deep state ran. This is Al-Qaeda. They are going for their last grasp. But what we have to understand is this. We hear everything they're doing. We see everything they're doing. So these individuals are desperate, and they've picked their sides. I'm hoping that they have a change of heart. And we have to understand that the State of the Union really publicly changed the momentum of a lot of things. And the people on the left that are not going along with this, I just don't get it.
I picked up that it broke the back of some of the stay-behind networks, and it also, the poll show, reached through to people who were in their haze. 75 was the average poll point, and that it was a mate. I felt spiritually the enemy's back was broken. Is that what you're saying?
100%. And but again, you know, a lot of these individuals, they're afraid if they don't go on with the mission, if they don't carry it out, that they'll be murdered themselves. But they need to come out as whistleblowers. They need to stop this activity.
Exactly. Well, we've heard that FBI agents and others have been whistleblowing to the intelligence committees and to Trump and others. Trump's all about not letting secret info out. But I think he needs to just start playing the cards now.
Yeah, I mean, they were playing a sort of a game of chicken there with the memo. The memo is going to come out later today. I expect later today, maybe into the morning, but it'll be within 24 hours, that's for sure. But they did, you know, sort of play this game and get the postponement of Flynn's, sentencing there, so they know what they're doing. But, you know, let me just let everybody know, in case they're not privy, which if they're not, they're out of their mind. McCabe sung like a bird. He was compromised. Al-Waleed. Okay, Al-Waleed is a free man now. Make no mistake, he sung like a bird. Okay, Al-Waleed told everything. So, you're a big funder from overseas, this Prince Al-Waleed who's walking the streets now, just know that you're being surveilled. Just know that we hear everything.
And let's be clear, for those that don't know, he was the ringleader of the Saudi breakaway group funding much of the deep state.
Trump showed up on his first official visit anywhere to a foreign country, to Riyadh, to the House of Saud, waved the sword. And obviously, we saw the change there. Waleed's a free man. Waleed has no loyalty to the United States. His pockets are dry. They're going to let him hold on to his country.
I noticed the king of Saudi Arabia, I've seen a lot of video of him, doesn't normally look really freaked out. He looks super freaked out with Trump.
It's over. It's changing. You know, the State of the Union was the most incredible thing I've ever seen. The lunar activity that was going on, we're not going to go down that road, but it did. You know, this timing is anointed. This is divine intervention. This is something special. This is something I believed in. And we opened the call with the MS-13, the gun running. This is what opened my eyes while I was in the military and, being prepared and being groomed to be something that was ridiculous. And I think a lot of individuals, whether you're a legislator, whether you're a soldier, whether you're an intelligence analyst or operator, you could fall victim to this, and we need to open our eyes and have faith and realize this is real life. Be loyal. Don't do this. Okay? Don't do this. These false flags don't end well. And the people who are funding this, these elites on the left and the deep state actors, even deeper entrenched, how do you think this ends? It's over. The writing's on the wall. They're like,
well, I told Mike Adams off air and everybody else in the studio, I said, I've never felt this much energy, this much spidey sense, as they say, sixth sense, that something huge is about to happen. And I feel good rising and evil rising, and you see it as well. But that's why Trump said, oh, I'll talk to the FBI director maybe in 2 or 3 weeks. That was signaling your whole thing's going to be exposed within. You won't even want the interview, Mueller.
They were going to pull off several attacks all at once around the stadium. I shouldn't say they were. You know, it's still going on, but hopefully we can stop it here. Several attacks to cause panic, herd individuals into a certain location, and detonate a dirty bomb for the world to see on the world stage to embarrass Trump, to embarrass the economy and little Mogadishu. And this ties everything, and it would act as a distraction and an absolute.
Well, that's right, because Trump didn't back down with Vegas, which goes right after his pocketbook hotels and things. Exactly.
Well, and you would notice Trump really didn't even speak about the quote unquote failed Hawaiian missile test. That test wasn't failed. Those systems don't work like that. That was a neutralized threat. They tried to lure him into a Pearl Harbor type strike on North Korea. We heard them. We saw them.
Yeah, just like Bay of Pigs. Stay right there. We'll be back on the other side of the fourth hour. Infowars.com. Tomorrow's news today.
Message and data rates may apply.
You don't follow the herd. You blaze your own trail. And you're as adventurous in the kitchen as you are in life. Whether it's paddleboard yoga or Peruvian steak, you're the first to try new things. So are we. We're Green Chef, the first USDA-certified organic meal kit delivery service.
We offer delicious meal plans for 7 different lifestyles: paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegetarian, vegan, carnivore, and omnivore. Want to be the first of your friends to try Green Chef? Discover our exclusive introductory deal by texting the keyword FUN66 to 543-543. We believe that cooking, just like life, should be all about experience and flavor. And by exploring dinner options with Green Chef, you'll try new recipes, techniques, and ingredients for bold, new restaurant-level flavors. It's like enjoying a new cooking class, but in your own home. To experience this culinary adventure, text now and discover our exclusive introductory deal. Text FUN66 to 543-543. That's FUN66 to 543-543.